You're listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Vincent Jensen, and this is episode number 1578. Let's get to it with today's topic, how to noclip into the backrooms.
This episode is brought to you by
Podbot Door AI.
The backroom is the kind of place existing beyond reality, where it can continue to exist forever. It is marked by a wet carpet smell, walls in monochromatic shades of yellow, and buzzing fluorescent lights. This blends into another internet favorite, analog horror, and a lot of creatives have made shorts and short stories about the backrooms. But one young filmmaker, Kane Parsons, has turned this into an intimidating, haunting web series. The Backrooms is a creepypasta, or lore, of a maze of haphazard rooms, corridors, levels, and just about everything else you could possibly imagine. There are many reasons why The Backrooms is a perfect concept for a horror movie. Essentially, The Backrooms is a horror story meant to inject a video game sensibility into the world of contemporary living, considering that the only way you can access The Backrooms is by noclip, which, in video games, means traversing the physical boundaries that otherwise obstruct your path. Another anonymous user commented on a picture featuring an early story of The Backrooms, saying one gets into the backrooms when one is out noclip from reality into an incorrect zone, which is a video game related term for when the player passes through a physical boundary that would otherwise block one's path. This concept has been expanded upon by internet users, who created various backrooms levels. Although internet users have expanded on this concept, creating different levels, the backrooms, original release came from a two-paragraph comment by a 4chan user to a request for unsettling pictures, in which the anonymous user concocted a story based on one such picture. The concept is considered to be creepypasta, following in the long, long footsteps of Slender Man circa 2010, but the concept predates this. I first came across the concept while having an episode of Insomnia last month. As with any horror story that is built on the internet, it did not take too long for people to begin making threads discussing the backrooms, and to develop the sub-world built around the backrooms. Today, interest in the backrooms is at an all-time high, with a large amount of lore, discussions, and original content being produced by communities surrounding the story on all internet platforms. Since its initial inception, the backrooms has expanded to several other forms of media and internet culture, including video games and YouTube videos. There are even several specifically the Backrooms games designed around this phenomenon, including one that is played in virtual reality. From there, the Backrooms in particular started to get attention, and started branching out as its own subgenre from the breezy, nostalgia-tinged, liminal space, that has been leading the charge as the internet's aesthetic since 2010. Soon enough, a core idea emerged surrounding some of the game's already established terminologies, which was that if you were accidentally no-clipped out of reality, you would find yourself in the backrooms, in particular. Where the backrooms diverges from Vaporwave is its implementation of nostalgia tropes. Accidental, unclipped from reality boundaries is the most coherent means to reach level zero, and, in turn, the backrooms. Level zero, and, by extension, the backrooms, are accessible through the incidental no-clipping out of bounds of regular reality. Level 0 is level 1 of the backrooms, the first level that many people will come across. Only 3 begin on level 0 and progress through level 2. Regardless, you are more than likely in the level that people who believe in a multiple level 2 game system call level 0 when you reach backrooms. Each level has its own characteristics as well. The backrooms is the level a real base level of reality, largely separated from backrooms. I like to think of the backrooms as one of those levels that is always changing. Just like MC when you groggily walk through the backroom, you find the backroom as seemingly infinite, devoid of everything except for off-putting yellow walls, damp carpets, and buzzing fluorescent lights. Backroom level 0 is usually depicted as sinister corridors, replete with glowing fluorescent lights, damp carpet, and yellow walls, just like what is in your grandma's house. If you are not careful, and noclip from reality into the wrong areas, you are going to wind up in backrooms, where there is nothing to do except smell from the dank old carpet, craziness from mono yellow, endless background noise from fluorescent light set.
At their highest buzz, and about 600 million square miles of randomly split up blank rooms for you to get trapped in. With backrooms, it is less about the spaces portrayed, and more about the terror and mystery of what exists beyond the visuals. Imagine walking from one part of backrooms into another, only to discover another iteration of what you have just left, and walking back to the final room reveals changes of its own. Each level is different, each designed to invoke fear, nostalgia, and uncertainty that the backrooms is particularly known for. Level 9 Quintillion 223 Quadrillion 372 Trillion 36 Billion 854 Million 775,807, or the real last level, is arguably both the last and one of the backrooms' most perilous locations. Despite level 0 being the main entry point into the backrooms, there has never been any reported contact with any other roamers inside of this level. Extended lore, for example, suggests that walls within abandoned buildings that are a shade darker than other walls around them, doors that seem as though they are supposed to go nowhere, or are at an odd location, and areas that simply feel wrong. They leave you standing on end, they seem surrounded by low-level whirring or hum, and so forth, are generally found to work as entrances. Going to places like these can improve your chances of getting noclipped into the back room.
This was How to Noclip into the Backrooms, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1578. My name is Vincent Jensen, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.